Hello friends, we are studying this subject of international marketing and Professor Ashish Hathi is going to take you through this subject. We are on chapter 10, which is about the marketing communication strategy. It's all about communicating your product, pricing and place to the target audience and other stakeholders. We will learn this with the SET learning objective as to what is international marketing communication process. It will also help you to understand about the marketing communication strategy and certain important parameters of that strategy. Understand about the communication mix and relevance of measuring communication delivery. So, measurement of the delivery effectiveness. So, with that, let's begin. Firm needs to communicate, needs to communicate with several stakeholders. Starts with the customer first, then the agency, then the channel, the vendor, including employees. That has been mentioned ahead. Communicate what? The communication has to take place with the relevant stakeholders, providing him appropriate message at the appropriate time using appropriate channel. Okay. Employees are no exceptions. Communication makes other recipients. So communication makes the recipient feel that they are important and valued by the organization. That's the critical aspect of communication, including marketing communication. Therefore, the marketing communication is a critical part of marketing mix. Okay, it comes under the fourth P, that is promotion. Okay, promotion here is not about sales promotion. Don't get misguided. It is about promoting the product for getting the desired brand established with the particular brand position being attained. So that's what the promotion is all about. Digitalization is opening lot of other mediums at the same time. The challenge, digital media gives the marketing a very analytical power. This analytical power can be used by marketers to decide medium, invest wisely, etc. International marketing communication also handles scope and role with world as a market. So we studied essence of the marketing communication, which is equal and same is applicable to international marketing. Scope of international marketing also covers very wide aspects. It could be business to consumer, business to business, other stakeholders, other public government bodies, vendors, partners. So that's what the coverage is all about. So with that as a basic introduction about the marketing communication, the international marketing, we understand the process. So first, let's understand the marketing communication process in a very simple term. Whenever any communication is to take place, sender is there. There is a message that he intends to send. And there is a receiver who receives the message, what you have sent. But this being a very simplest form, it ignores certain aspects. As a result, there is a modified communication model which got developed by Wilbur and Scammon. So that modified communication model is more appropriate. There is a sender, that is one who initiates the message. We will see that in a diagrammatic form in the next slide. Encoding, sender does what? Sender has to create the message, but create the message in which way? Create the message means that there is a brand, there is a branding message, there is a communication, there is a creative aspects into it, and it is designed to communicate something in a way that the recipient will understand. So this is what is called as a encoding. So culmination of these three things: what the brand stands for, what the product is all about, and what position that it wants to acquire. So that's the encoding part. Now, encoding is done to ensure that the message reaches the recipient. So let's take this Wilbur's framework. You have a sender. Sender could be anybody from this: board of directors, CEO, SBU heads, functional heads, employees, himself, the colleagues, etc. They have a message to send. Message is encoded. Encoded means message is combined to have the product, brand and the perception, positioning message that they want to achieve, which is communicated, sent to the receiver. Receiver receives the message. There is objective specific message. So this message which is developed has a specific objective to achieve. Receivers can be again anybody. It could be customer, though customer as such is unfortunately not mentioned. But besides customers, it could be government bodies, employees, shareholders, vendors and stakeholders. When they receive the message, they act upon it, they do not act upon it. So that's a feedback. So feedback itself is an essential part. So that is what is the overall bird's eye view of this framework that I have given you. just to help you understand better, I am just taking this model in a very textual manner. Encoding we use for encoding purpose when you have to frame the message. It's a consisting of the words, pictures, visuals, there could be symbols, signs, etc. Which is the way that you try to structure. It could be a combination of word, sentence and a picture, as the case may be. Receiver is anyone who's for whom the message was designed to be delivered. So he receives a message, he is exposed to the message. Many times what happens, even those who are not supposed to get the message gets it, when especially you communicate to the mass media. Decoding, that's an important part. That is another important aspect of the Wilbur model. He brought out that the decoding has to take place. Encoding is also one aspect. Decoding means decoding, the receiver needs to understand the message the way you want him to understand. So this is when done, the process of interpretation happens in the mind of the consumer. He is able to understand what you are trying to tell him. After the decoding successfully takes place, consumer builds his response towards your brand, towards your offer, as the case may be. And depending on that, he gets into action mode. So that's the significance of understanding the communication process. You will wonder why such a simple thing is covered. It leads to the consumer taking the desired action. Consumer not taking an action itself has a meaning for you. That's a feedback for you. So that's where the feedback comes into picture. People, percentage of customers who took the action, that's also a feedback. Customers who did not take the action also is a feedback. So feedback gives you the idea whether your encoding was proper enough so that the customer could decode it well and he felt an urge to act upon. Noise is something which is an additional element, though it was not framed in that, but noise is something which is an environmental aspect in the communication process that happens when the communication is going on, and that is what is disturbs the brand. It distracts the people from listening or decoding the message, receiving and decoding the message correctly, because brand got or the mind got distracted towards something else. So noise is the interference or the distraction that can affect the recipients receiving and decoding the message. In short, the brand message must have a clear impact, expected impact, get the attention, as well as create a memorable recall. So next time when consumer thinks about this particular problem or the product category, your brand comes first. So that's the whole intent. So we enter into the communication process. We spoke about various the one framework, simple, and the Wilbur modified communication model. Continuing to understand this better, the message design is a critical part of encoding, and appropriate communication mix. After you design a message, you select communication media that will create a positive outcome, because the message will reach to the right target audience at the right time using right channel. So effectiveness of the entire communication is measured on an outcome called post-communication result. So that's an effectiveness part. We also have that one objective, so we will cover it as we go ahead. Outcome mostly looked for response to the marketing communication or the feedback that you got. Response could be number of missed calls you got, SMS you got, how many downloads has happened, etc. Feedback could be if there is any verbal feedback that has been given to you. Feedback can be action or inaction also by the consumer. That itself also gives you a feedback. So that's the whole aspect of marketing communication. I'm sure, friends, you have understood. So that with that understanding, we'll move forward, which is on the strategy part. Now you get into understanding the marketing communication strategy. So first, the process has to have in place to make your marketing communication very effective. So for that, you have to have a process in place which evaluates the product need as visualized by the customer. Because you have to communicate a solution to the person, solution to his need, that needs to be communicated, and that is communicated using a process of communication. This gets covered under communication mix. For communication, you have to have various media used. So that will come under communication mix as we move forward. Right mix that you choose from available options ensures that firm gets the best return on investment. Right mix will allow you to reach maximum number of your target customers in the minimum cost and create the desired impact so that the call to action is taken by your consumer. Process identifies where the firm's money is being utilized. So we spoke about, continue to speak about, the strategy has a first part called the process has to be in place. Process allows you to know what is to be communicated, which is a need-based solution. And then you get into the communication mix, which is selection of the various available options from the communication mix, and ensure that this is utilized to give you the best return. Okay. So return on investment is the criteria on which the effectiveness is evaluated. So we look at this diagrammatic representation of the process steps to develop an effective marketing communication strategy. Set the communication objective, identify who the stakeholder or the target customers, identify the target audience, and then budget decisions. So we will get this understood one by one. Okay. Organization and communication objectives. We understand the following are the process to approach and develop effective communication. So what is the communication objective? Set the communication objective. So that is what the first part. Should reflect organization's plan. What is an objective with which you are communicating? Is it launch of the product? Is it a position of a challenge that you are trying to communicate to the market? Is it market penetration, that is your drive to get larger customers under your fold? Is it a promotional communication because you want immediate sale? So what is the objective with which you are trying to communicate? The purpose for which you are communicating? What is that you want to achieve out of it? Have an objective to ensure that the activity being undertaken are in line with the organization objectives. So as I said always, marketing communication is a result of the SBU objectives or the marketing objectives. Marketing objective is the result of the SBU objective, and SBU that is strategic business unit, and that is the result of the organization or a corporate objective. So they are well in sync. So communication has to achieve this. Focus on product features or a characteristic. So what will be your focus be on? Will you take product route? Will you take characteristic route? Even now today, emotional routes are there. Storytelling route is also there. In our era, we have learned to use USP, unique selling proposition. Later came various emotionals and various other kind of appeal that has come in. And now even storytelling, Fortune Oil, if you know that grandma's advertisement where the son is in hospital with leg broken and nurse refuses to allow her to eat the homemade cook. And then finally she gives in and she also starts liking. So that whole story, it was almost like 1 minute plus TV commercial. That's what is the story, what we call storytelling. And content should convey to get the response. So that's how the Fortune Oil was introduced and it created its own impact. So communication objective, we are trying to understand better. We continue to do that. What does communication say and how the message is communicated is important. So objective drives the structuring of the message and how this message is conveyed. So how this message is conveyed is not nothing to say. It has to do things with the appeal only also and the media that you use. So communication with consumers, keeping in mind that they are being from the different country, culture and lingo. So in the international marketing, even in the national marketing, this is a challenge. So in the international marketing also, you have to see whether this communication can be consumed by people in different market with the different characteristics, lingo and culture, etc., or your universal communication will work. Ultimately, it must differentiate your product. So final objective is it must create the desired position, thereby differentiate your product and create brand awareness and recall when next time consumer looks for the product solutions. Okay. Following are the process and approach to develop effective marketing strategy. So second is, we are continuing to go step by step. Second step was identifying the stakeholders. After the objective setting has been done, there are internal and external stakeholders. So you have stakeholders when you say they encompass larger set of people or the public, internal and external. Identify with whom that are you going to communicate. Identify whether are you going to communicate directly. Okay, or they should be indirectly be kept in loop. So that also you have to determine. Priorities, internal and external receptions, recipients and divisions within. So you have to really articulate your priorities well. Primarily, this communication is made for whom? And secondarily, for information or keeping them in loop is a secondary objective. So that way you have to work out your stakeholder identification, setting the priority therein. Inability to identify right recipients may adversely affect. So stakeholders should be known, even internal stakeholders, if they are not rightly communicated and if they do not see value in what you are communicating, it may create unwarranted unrest within the team, because team will continue to believe that we fail to communicate, and as a result, marketing effectiveness is going down, diminishing. Okay, so they make their perception based on what they hear and say and the number that they see coming in. So that stakeholder, this thing is also very critical. Then the target audience, he is your prime for whom you have developed this communication. So that you need to know your international customer very well. You need to know their product and related needs thereof, and what makes it a wanted product, and then their entire behavioral perspective, consumer behavioral perspective. Understanding the customer, their need, their wants, etc. That will enable you to get the gaps understood between the consumer want and what the customer has to offer. That customer offer, what the company offer, does it meet the gap, yani, that the solution that the customer was looking at. Okay. Firm must try to reduce the gap one. Gap one, there are communication gaps. There are 6 communication gaps, but we are not discussing them in detail out here. But essentially what it says, the first gap is what happens is consumer needs are not translated appropriately in the to the product team. That's a management inability to transfer consumer needs properly to product team so that they are able to develop the proper product specification. So this gap needs to be really breached. You have to ensure that you do not lend into this gap. Otherwise, what will happen, the product that you will develop and when you will go for testing, etc., you will find that the consumer is not seeing the value in the product that you have offered. So that's why the target audience is important. Then comes the budget decisions. Of course, finance drives your intensity. So you need to know what is the finance that is available to you. It starts with the temporary budget. So many times you are offered a one amount which may not have a real a scientific base, but then as it shapes up, as you shape up your marketing objective, communication objective, what are the entry level strategies and entry level challenges, etc., you are in a position to then go to management again and seek a proper budgeting. So there will be something like an ad hoc or an entry level budget, and once you have identified complete market mix, identified what are the challenges of introduction in that market, etc., you can get into preparation of a actual budget. Budget is derived from the activity being planned as covered in the next few pages. So, however, there are ways in which the budget is developed. However, here it is an activity based this thing that has been covered out here. Otherwise, there are many other ways the budget gets developed, but we will focus on activity based. So first is a research activity, research and development. Very important for any international marketing company. They have to be constantly innovative. They have to be always differentiating by technology, by the product solution that they offer. If they can achieve that, for example, Apple, they continue to stun the market with the kind of product that they introduce, with the unique feature that they bring in, etc. So people get spellbound, so to say. So that's the power of research and development. Research needed to be determined the market to enter. You need a research on the qualitative or a perspective side, managerial side, which is a market, feasibility of a product, solution that they are requiring, the forecast, etc., behavior and all. But the second side, you need a research also, a research and development also needs to determine the product features that will solve the consumer's need. And therefore, what kind of pricing? What is the pricing is a result of what is the innovativeness, what is unique about your product and the feature thereof. So that will give you ability to either do a premium pricing, scheming pricing, as the case may be. Second stage, expenses like report purchases and all, you might have to get into buying a research. So this is, I'm talking about more of a marketing research kind of thing. But R&D overall, if you see, also is involved. So technology research and development is, okay, not say expressly covered out here, but that also forms the essential aspect of your budgeting. Company who do not probably give a lot of research budget fails to really innovate. So that's a message that I'm trying to drive home. Second comes the advertising. So advertising also forms the base of deriving your budget. Should deliver message to the target audience. That's why you are advertising. But what is important, whether the reach is important or the frequency, which media channel? Okay, channel is selected based on what is the reach and the frequency target that you want to achieve. First, brand recall, then setting of the brand position, and then ability of the consumers to recall when he needs a solution. So this is a purpose for which the channel. Channel is like a media is one thing. Channel is within media, there are variations. So if newspaper is a media, the channel is English, Business Daily, okay, or linguistic paper. Likewise, broadcast, the television. Television, again, the channel could be what, say Star or OTT, etc. What will you use? So that is very important because that takes you closer to the customer. Okay, actual message is delivered through the channel and the program therein. New age media is also very important consideration, which is social media and digital media. So what is an advertising objective that you set also drives. If it's a launch, you need a high awareness and high frequency. Therefore, your budget needed may be high. If you have to create awareness, you find you are shallow on awareness, then that also needs an intensive advertising. If it is a mere recall or sustaining, then your budget can be moderate, etc. So advertising objective also determines your budget. See, the third one is a promotion. Promotion is a target potential customers using other than paid media. So various promotion, this thing is included. Now this I am talking about is a sales promotion. Okay, so sales promotion, free sampling, discounting, gift coupon, vouchers, celebrity endorsements, etc. are all aspects of sales promotion. Promotion budget needs to be made in advance as it is a part of the total marketing budget. So you have to also know when are you going to start promotion, for what period, and for which, how much is you are going to spend. That will entail how much additional volume sale. That also comes into picture because then management may ask you what is the return on investment. So that's why promotion budget fixing is also a challenging task. Frequently used promotion mix. So as you said, sales promotion is an essential approach. Sales promotion is entirely focused on getting immediate sale. Activity understanding for a short time, taken for a short time to get immediate sale. It is based on also a product life cycle. So which life cycle stage your product is, and accordingly your budget gets determined. If you are in a maturity or a decline stage, you do not get sufficient budget. But if you are in an introduction and launch phase, introduction and growth phase, you get a sufficient budget because management is aware that you need it to be support. Okay. So in the PLC, there are various marketing communication challenges and promotion needs are weaved in. So if you are in a growth stage, etc., till that time, you probably may not need promotion. But the moment you say your growth is stagnating, then you start promoting to ensure the momentum continues. And onset of tapering and onset of decline is delayed. So then you require a lot of promotion. So sales promotion in the new market always helps to create awareness and first trial, etc. So that's the power of sales promotion. Personal communication channel. Personal communication channels are, these are the communication channel which enables the marketers to provide online assistance through social media, websites and email platform. Here you digitally connect. Here you connect with the consumers using a digital channels. Personal communication channels used to also obtain feedback, product improvement suggestions, insights, experience, satisfaction scores, etc. So that's how the personal communication channels can be useful while you plan your overall promotion mix. How are you going to utilize, what is it, what channel, for what purpose, and how much to spend on that. Public relation, that's also another element of a communication mix. Okay, so public relation, this helps firms to improve or enhance image. We have understood in one of the chapters studied, public relation plays very important role in introducing company to the new people, new country people. It builds the favorable image. So when favorable image is built in, customers will start looking at you. And if you create that, that's a role that public relation has to play, then the acceptance of your product will be faster and easier. Okay. If done effectively, it helps you to improve the image of the organization. That will have a positive rub off on the brand and the product that you introduce. It can be done using releases, conduct a press conference, publicity worthy initiatives that you do, either save water or, you know, second income provision to the unemployed women, etc., or women education could be, or a computer literacy. This can be worthy causes that once you launch, you will get a press coverage. So that will give you the required press publicity. Thank you.